We gotta wrap this party up, much as I'd like to stay. But you actually can keep it going by subscribing to Let's Get It on iTunes or whatever. And here now, it's great pleasure. Already, like, he was pound for pound the most talented person in Los Angeles, probably. Then he lost like 150 pounds, which like concentrated all of his brilliance even further. So we have no hope. We'll never catch up. Victavius St. Velour himself, ladies and gentlemen, please be standing for Gary Anthony Williams.
Thank you. I'm going to give this show such a hard out. It's going to be incredible. First of all, hi. I see some people I know. For you, those of you who don't know me, I'm Gary Anthony Williams. I'm raised in the South. I'm a Southern man. I'm from a little small town. By the way, sir, this is a true story. It's 100% true. A little bit more because I'm going to tell you some truth from my heart. And this mic will pick up both of my feelings. I was raised in a small town called Fayetteville, Georgia. It was a dry county. That means they didn't sell booze there. It's about 45 minutes south of Atlanta, and it wasn't like progressive yet. It is now. You can interracially date there now. But then then they hadn't even invented gay people, really. And that's not a joke. Like, there really weren't any gay people in Fayetteville. In Atlanta, you can go there and you can get gay all day long, but they didn't have them in Fayetteville yet. And I had a lot of gay friends from Atlanta, and I loved lesbians, and I still do. I find something great about a lesbian. I want to be with them and sing and dance. But I used to go to this dance club in Atlanta, 45 minutes away, called Weekends. And I would go with my buddy Jerry, who's straight, just like me. And this is not a homophobic thing, sir. I'll kiss a man. I don't give a shit. This ain't about homophobia. This is the reality of my story. I go with my buddy Jerry and some lesbians who I won't name now. Maybe they'll be named later, but I won't name them now. And we would go to this dance club in Atlanta, but I would never tell my family because, you know, we were black and we were super Southern, and my dad had been in World War II, so, you know, the government trained him to kill people. And I didn't know if he wanted me to hang out with gay people, and I didn't want to ask him. Plus, we, like, slaughtered hogs and stuff, so he could kill. So I didn't want to talk to my daddy about, hey, man, I'm going to the gay club. I'll see you later. So I just wasn't going to say anything. But every weekend, we would go up to Weekends, and we would dance, and I would hang out with the lesbians, and it was the best time of my life. I still think I was raised by a pack of wild lesbians, and that's how I feel. At this dance club Weekends, they had this cage where people would dance, sexy people would dance in this cage. And there's one dude, he would dance in there, and he was like, he hardly wore any clothes, but he was always nice and he always waved, hey, there's the fat guy with the lesbians. I was a fag hag, but I didn't know. In a good way, ma'am. So we go dancing, and we go dancing every weekend up there. And one night, it was about 4 a.m., because in Atlanta, clubs close late. And like, it's time to leave the gay dance club and go back home. And I'm with my buddy Jerry and two lesbians who shall be named later. And I was like, Jerry, you got the keys? No, man, I ain't got no keys. You drove the car. Hey, other lesbians, you got the keys? No, Gary, we're lesbians. We don't have keys. So I go out to my car, and I had securely locked my keys inside the car. Now, I could have called my daddy and said, hey, daddy, will you come pick me up? But I know he knows how to kill stuff, and I don't know if I'm one of those things that he might want to kill. So, but it's 4 a.m., and I can hear the night birds singing. But I was like, oh, if we wait 3 more hours, it's going to be 7 a.m., and, like, it looks gay in this parking lot now. It might look straight, and daddy will come and pick us up. So that's how it was. This was Fayetteville, Georgia. So I thought we can wait 3 hours, and we just pass some time. One way we passed times was one of the girls had just split up with a girlfriend, and she had a wedding band. So I put it on the antenna of my Malibu Classic about halfway. Then I would flick it, ding, 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 and the wedding band would go, ding, 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 ding. It would keep falling down, ding, 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 and make this cool sound, ding, 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 as it fell down the antenna on the car till I flipped it off in the weeds, and then I lost her wedding band. And she wasn't mad. She actually said, you know, it wasn't a good relationship anyways. That's why I like lesbians. They're cool like that. They don't care if you throw their wedding bands away. So the sun is finally starting to come up, and I was like, okay, it's probably time for us to go find a payphone and call my dad. But then out of the door comes the gay guy that I see dancing in the cage all the time. And he's like, what are you doing here, man? You guys should be gone. Like, it was morning now. And I said, yeah, I locked my keys, and then my daddy, and he shoots hogs. And he was like, hey, dude, it's okay. And then he had one of his outfits on a wire hanger, and he takes it, and he unlocks my car door with some stealth, as I suppose at that time only a transvestite could do. I didn't know. I thought maybe that's their superpower. And he unlocks the door. I'm like, thank you so much. Good luck to you. He's about to go to Europe and do this big show. I was like, thank you so much, man. He's like, yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. And that was it. That was that story. But here's the important thing. He was a DJ there. He was a DJ, a dancer, and a singer. And more important than that, and this is 104% true, the guy who saved me from having to tell my dad that I was just hanging out with gay people every weekend was none other than America's RuPaul.
What?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Gary Anthony Williams, everybody. Oh, my God. What a guy. Holy shit. It is a real honor to have all these really talented people in the room on the Nerdalogs website. Thank you guys so much for coming.